Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Why can't we just make it happen, baby?
1-7-889-3926. Not 1-7-889-3926, 112. That's that old school we all know and love. Relationship Wednesday, plus fee up in here, social app. That dude TM Hyman coming to you live out of Atlanta, where, listen, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. So I-85, you know, a couple of blocks fell out of the interstate a few weeks ago. Would you believe that there's a big old hump in I-20 this week that's preventing people from traveling the interstate? On top of that, a gas leak on the same interstate. Are they trying to kill us? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But it's ludicrous, to say the least. I'm sure Ludacris at least thinks that. Atlanta's falling apart, people, like much of the rest of the world. Hey, we talking about that and more inside Relationship Wednesday. Plus Fee, who got the hot recipes. She's actually cooking it up in South Carolina as we speak. So she'll be stopping past here real soon. 9:06 before you go any further all the way live from the other side of the 8. Where I think at least I-85, the roads are looking pretty decent on 285. You out there near 285. Isn't that right, Hot Chocolate?
That is correct in my Dave Chappelle game show voice, and this is definitely one of those times, well, two of those times since we have two different parts of the highway, that I do not mind living on the south side. It's even going into downtown Atlanta, I do not have to encounter either one of those areas, the hump or the hole. So, yeah, my commute has not changed.
Isn't that
the hump?
Oh, wow.
The hump or the hole?
It's hump day, so, you know, it applies to both.
Oh, my.
Helping you over the hump. Hey, all the way live from South Carolina, where her kitchen's smelling real good. Give it up for Fee. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. How art thou?
What's going on? Sounding like Martha Stewart.
Right?
Okay. All right, I'll take that. Martha Stewart with a tan.
Sounds like Martha's
doing.
Hey, any
news
from the Food Network?
I have heard, actually, as of 2 hours ago, I got an email stating that I have another interview tomorrow.
Hey!
Great.
Yeah,
great.
So we're going
great.
In the right direction. Yes.
All right, great, great. Just in case you may have missed it, on Monday, Fee is pitching to the Food Network, and we speaking it into existence that she's going to be on the Food Network with a brand new show coming to fall. That's right.
Okay.
And we riding her coattail all the way. We
all
riding
the way, baby.
Thank you. Thank you for all the blessings. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. 8909, where I am here in Atlanta. 609 out there in Los Angeles, California. Relationship Wednesday, helping you over the hump. Listen, we talked about, I think it was Monday. That was last Wednesday. Last Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
We talked about a situation where a chick had a crush on a dude who was married. She worked in a restaurant where he frequented, and ultimately she ended up giving him a real nice gift that he accepted as a married man. He went home and told his wife that the crush had given him a gift. The wife clearly was pissed off, and more so because it was clear that if the shoe was on the other foot, and a man gave wifey a gift who had a crush on her in a restaurant she frequented, that it would not be copacetic if she took the gift and brought it home and told hubby. In fact, hubby would be pissed off.
Ooh, beyond pissed.
And ultimately, we wrote it off as a serious double standard. I felt like we kind of left it in limbo.
as the show is only 30 minutes, and we're probably going to leave you in limbo again tonight. But we at least wanted to bring it back to the surface because it was a good topic. You heard from me a lot last Wednesday. Tonight, the ladies are going to expound. Plus, we got Fee. Hot Chocolate, I feel like you didn't get enough time on the topic last week. You know, I'm an equal opportunity, you know, kind of person.
I wanted to
hear your perspective because you kind of left a little steaming last week over the fact that he was hypocritical. It's a double standard, and you feel like, you know, it's not good enough that men just, you know, create double standards.
That's true. Now, just because you're men, and I think it depends on the situation. If the situation benefits you, so to speak, then a lot of times there's not as much pushback. Now, let me give you an example. The same individual who we're talking about, who the waitress bought him a watch, explained that he had been in similar situations with his wife on the receiving end of gifts from men. But it's not the same type of gift, okay? So this particular example, he's saying he and his wife were in a club together. A man approached his wife, let her know, you know, how he felt, you know, she's very beautiful, and, you know, let him buy her a bottle of champagne. She accepts the bottle of champagne and walks back over to my friend, her husband, and my friend, her husband, you know, kind of tips his glass at the guy who bought his wife the champagne from across, you know, the room, the bar, whatever, like, oh, yeah, thanks, you know, kind of in a sarcastic manner, like, yeah, she's mine, but thanks for the bottle for both of us. So, I mean, I felt like that's rather hypocritical. So you can, I guess, rub the fact that she's yours in his face and still accept his champagne. At the same time, you accept the watch from this young lady, but she definitely can't accept something that would just be to her benefit. For example, a watch or diamonds or a car or, you know, an expensive bag. And his answer was, not no, but hell no, because I'm killing me, you, her, him, and the dog. So I just found that very strange and rather manipulative and controlling. You know, if I'm a firm believer in treating someone the way that you would want to be treated. And I think it's highly, it's very unfair, and it creates a certain, to me, it creates a certain level of, you know, domination and control in the relationship that is not equal, and I don't like it. You know, of course, I'm not married, and they've been married for 10 years, so obviously she doesn't have a problem with it. If she does, she hasn't taken her ass anywhere. So
yeah, and I think that's what it comes down to, right? Because, I mean, I'm not married either, but I can tell you, you know, for me, and it's probably ignorance, and I can be ignorant. I don't disagree with the approach he took. You know, listen, I mean, 9 times out of 10, yeah, I'm going to have an attractive significant other. And guess what? If you are admiring her and you're respectful with it, you can send a bottle. You know, you can give her a bottle because she's bringing a bottle back. I mean, so I get that. But I also get the fact that it would not be cool to me if she accepted diamonds, if she accepted jewelry, if she accepted a garment. It would not be cool. And so if that's a double standard, then it's a damn double standard. And unfortunately, it comes out of ignorance. And I already told you I'm a little ignorant.
Well, ignorance
can I
just
throw my little take on it?
Go ahead.
Please throw it in, then we want to come into your kitchen. So you give me a little cake, and we're gonna come in your kitchen.
Okay. Now, I ran this scenario past my significant other last week, and I broke it down to the fact that the individual took his wife to the restaurant to show her the waitress.
Mm-hmm.
He made a good point. He said, even sure that was the correct waitress, he could have pointed anybody out.
Are you sure?
You see what I'm saying? Because now, right, hot chocolate. Now, if you would have rolled up to that restaurant, Terrence, with waitress over here looking like Big Booty Judy, you know, with the little Janet Jackson waistline prior to the baby, and mm-hmm. you pointed that out, your girl would have been like, oh yeah, I'm going to need for you to go ahead and hand that watch right on over. But because she, quote, unquote, looked like a mud duck, it was mm-hmm. going to be okay to keep that watch. Now, who's to say he didn't make that phone call? Hey, look, wifey's about to be with me in a little bit. I'm going to need for you to be on watch. Have, you know, have Susie Q from the back come out. I'm going to point Susie Q out as to being the person. We're good. Hey, because
it's
his right mind, why would you take your wife and show your wife who this boy was? In your right mind. I just couldn't get past that point.
But guess what, though? That is absolutely a reflex, I think, of a dude who's honest. You know, one, he's an honest dude because he went home and told his wife, baby, guess what? This chick gave me a watch. I mean, that already says that he has a relationship with his girl that's honest. You know what I'm saying? He's just ignorant when it comes to some specific
he's
things.
Honest and ignorant.
Well, guess what? I keep saying ignorant. Let me speak for myself. I am ignorant. So I can't speak for nobody else. It might be what Hot Chocolate said. It might be that he's just controlling, and he wants to do what he want to do, but he also, you know, want to control what she does. But
it's
also their relationship. That's how it's built. Different strokes for different folks. Because I'll tell you this.
Agreed.
I mean, I think in my current relationship, right, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. I'm not sure that my significant other would actually even really care. I think she's more concerned about the emotional connection. I don't even think she would really care about the materialistic aspect of it, right? And that might be strange for some women, but I can absolutely tell you she's not the average woman. And as it relates to, you know, taking her to see the girl because she's not attractive, she might be upset that she's not attractive. You know, she probably wanted her to be attractive. And I'm just saying, you know, I mean, so different strokes for different folks, and it comes down to the relationship. All women don't think alike. All women ain't haters.
Agreed. It's not about
so
being
you feel
a hater.
Like his
I
wife,
think it's...
That's what I, yeah, you feel like his wife is a hater because, or if she, that she would have been a hater if she made him give the watch back or if she wanted him to give the watch back?
No, I feel like y'all are haters. Now let's go to Fee's Kitchen.
You know what? You know what? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get through this real quick because we're going to address this before 9:30. Let's go ahead. Let's put the bootstraps on. We're going in the ring, baby. Yes.
Strap it up.
Let's go. Strap it up. Let's go. Now, let me go ahead and knock out this recipe. Terrence, ooh, anyway. We got a one-stop shop. You got me flabbergasted. We got a one-stop shop. Sheet pan shrimp and steak fajitas. Very quick. You got a pound of flank or skirt steak, 20 to 30 large shrimp uncooked, an onion sliced, two bell peppers of color of your choice, red, green, orange, 2 tablespoons of oil, and a packet of low-sodium taco seasoning of your choice. Now, what you're going to do is slice your steak and use about a tablespoon of the spice mix to coat your steak. Put it inside of a Ziploc bag or bowl and set in the refrigerator for up to a day. I prefer up to about 24 hours so that it can all marinate together. And you're going to do the same with your shrimp. Once that's completed, you're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. And on a baking sheet, you're going to line it with tin foil. And in a bowl, you're going to add your sliced onion, your bell pepper, and the rest of your taco seasoning. You mix it all together. Then on your pan, you add your steak and your veggies. Mix around so it's pretty much one layer. Then you're going to drizzle a little bit of olive oil over top. place in the oven for about 7 to 10 minutes. Then you're going to add your shrimp in, cook for another 5 to 7 minutes until your shrimp is pink. Now, what I like to also do while that's baking, right before it's done, I take some flour tortillas, stick it in the oven along with my fajita mix so that they're nice and warm. So once I'm able to take that sheet pan out of the oven, the tortillas are warm, you can go ahead and start topping your fajitas with your guacamole or your salsa, your sour cream or cheese, whatever you choose. And that's the end of your meal.
Yum.
You went through that damn recipe so fast, so we can get back.
Yes,
to the
I did, because I am ready to take you by your ears and headbutt you.
That was like a damn... You was a speed reader. Hey, it's 9:41. We'll be right back. It's Relationship Wednesday. They ready to dig in. We'll be right back.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
Hello, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Miele, cause I'm richer. And prior to this, we was moving free bank.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got a dish on replay.
Sorry, I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the Heat play?
Yeah.
Tape all his D's days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need? What you need?
What's up? Where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy wrap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is. Tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks.
Racks.
Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stacks.
How you get it?
You're laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you this feeling. I'm planking on a million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bet I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Ocean Ave.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our top.
Yes, TM Hyman Radio Live 9:24 just changed here in the studio. The Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman, the general himself, and Fee joining us. Our Relationship Wednesday, part two of last week's topic involving the friend to the show who shall remain nameless, who decides it's okay to accept expensive gifts and gifts from a young lady admirer, even though he's married, but doesn't feel as though his wife should be able to do the same thing. And before the break, actually before Fee's segment, Fee and I were deemed haters regarding this situation, and I'm just trying to figure out how I became a hater just because I would not want my man accepting gifts from any woman. In this situation, even if he was just my boyfriend, because I got a lot of that feedback, too, from different people that we discussed it with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if they're just boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, it's a different outcome. No, it's not. Even if he's just my boyfriend, if we're just dating, you know, we're exclusive. Exclusivity is what the underlying factor is. If we're just dating, and I'm able to date other people and, you know, I can pick up trinkets here and there, then it's okay. Then, you know, okay, fine. I'm not a hater.
Yes.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But once we're exclusive, it's just me and you, you know, we're looking at a future together, it's time to stop accepting things from other people because it leaves the door open for for other advances. You know, it just
I'm not going to act like I'm not going to act like I don't realize that is true and that it could insinuate or it could almost be like a leading on effect, right? But this is what I'm standing on. When we first heard about this story, right, the thing that sticks out to me the most, he immediately went home and told his wife. That's significant to me. And I continue to go back to that because I think in every relationship, it's about that particular relationship. And a woman should not feel insecure or threatened. The word is threatened if she's secure in a relationship. And he clearly is secure. He's clearly secure. Maybe she's not, but he's clearly secure in the relationship because he went home and told her.
I mean, but it was probably after a 2-hour conversation where he was skinning and grinning and she was, I mean, because he said that. We asked him, you know, did she expect anything out of it? He said, absolutely. You know, she asked me if we could do this X, Y, and Z, and I told her no. Yeah, right. How long did it take for you to tell her no and then to get home? Is my thing.
On that night when that wife pisses him off, that watch is going to glisten and gleam, and his heart's going to start racing, and he's going to pick up that phone.
He got 25 watches.
I'm talking about that watch. I'm talking about that watch. That one particular, I don't care if he got a whole plethora of watches. That particular watch,
say that
the
word
message
again.
Behind.
Say that word again. Say that word. Say that. Say
Let
that
me
word
say
again.
It slow. Plethora. You heard
That's
it.
Right.
I don't care. It's the meaning behind that watch is what's going to get his attention. So let that wife, he come home from work one night, food isn't cooked, house look a mess. Guess what? Waitress with the watch is looking a whole lot more tastier right about now. Let me make that phone call because I've let that door open. I've accepted that gift. Gotcha? Now, the flip side, you being able to take a Gucci watch, oh, Fee better be able to take the Gucci watch, the bag, the belt, the shoes, the slides, all of it.
Yep.
Because I'm secure in my position and you should be secure in yours, right?
Facts.
Cricket. I can't hear you. What you say?
This is what I'll say. A man can control a situation, as stated last week, way greater than a woman can control the situation. A man can overpower a woman when she least expected. That's typically not going to happen, vice versa. The point that you all are making is, let's not be hypocritical. Respect me if you want me to respect you, and I get it.
There you go.
On Friday 9:30. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, take us home.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to come back and revisit this yet again because there is so much new to be said. But
damn haters.
Join us. Join us.
We are.
CM Hyman Live, 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 CM Hyman Live,